Russia promised to drastically reduce military operations around Kyiv and the northern city of Chernihiv. The promise was to boost mutual trust for peace talks. But on the ground, people say the promise is broken because they've seen continuing attacks. Cian McCormack joins us now. And Cian, what else have people that you've been speaking to on the ground been saying?
Well, the people I talked to in and near both cities say the bombardment remains intense. First, here's Dan Bilak. He's a Canadian lawyer who has advised two Ukrainian prime ministers over the past three decades, and he's also a member of Kyiv's Territorial Defence Force.
Absolutely nothing's changed. Look, whenever Russia says something, you just expect the opposite to happen. I mean, my windows shook last night the same way they do every night. So there's nothing, no difference. I mean, what Russia only takes, it never gives, right? So what is the reason why they would say this? The reason is because they've been completely stalled. And so they're getting tired of being sitting ducks. They're out of gas, they're out of grub, and they're out of guns and guts. You know, they're going to pull them back, they're going to regroup them, and then either come back to Kyiv or send a portion of them to the east to try to take the Donbas. So, look, nothing is really changed. I mean, I think that they have seen some level of force a reduction, but it's tactical.
That's Dan Bilak there, the mayor of Chernihiv. Cian, a city in Ukraine's north, has claimed strike intensity increased despite that Russian promise to halt its assault on the city. So what have you heard from there?
Well, they're saying there's been no let up in the attacks, really. And now, over a month into this war, many have moved to the outskirts of Chernihiv. And one of those people is a university lecturer who's in contact with some colleagues who haven't been able to escape the city.
Last night, it was missile strikes on the center of our city again. Those strikes last night was even much more stronger than before. What I hear also from my friends, because also my teacher of chemistry is still in the city, and she tries to send a message on Facebook any time when she has a connection and when she has opportunity to send messages, just to let friends and relatives, just to let them know that she's alive. And she wrote that she and her son was really afraid last night. And that really seems that the strikes, missile strikes, was really strong and even more strongest than before.
Serhii there. He left Chernihiv about 6 days ago after he witnessed the aftermath of a bombing close to his home. Now, some of the content of the next clip some people may find upsetting.
Some missiles came exactly in our street. The people were waiting for the bread near the shop, and unfortunately 14 people were killed. It was maybe 500 meters from our home. And when I was going to home, I visited the place. I saw the blood on the road near the shop. Already no bodies, but it was heads, five or six heads on the road near the shop.
You must be deeply shocked. Did that prompt you to leave the city?
Yeah, that's probably maybe in 2 or 3 days we left the city.
Cian, you also spoke to a local journalist who is collating information on Russian attacks on the Chernihiv region.
Yes, I did, Mary. Alla Skorik is editor-in-chief of the Chernihiv branch of the Ukrainian Public Broadcasting Service. And she's collecting that information 24-7 with her reporters. She confirmed bombardment in the city centre, as the local mayor was claiming, has increased intensity. But also for Alla, she had a really difficult decision to make when she was leaving Chernihiv, and that decision was to choose between her parents and her children.
This night and this day, we had really intensive shooting and shelling. And they've shelled the center of the city. The library, the biggest one with the the biggest collection of books. Some this building is more than 100 years old. This is really important library. It was destroyed. They've shooted a market. Poorest people usually use this market. A lot of clothes and some goods they've just burned after this shelling. And the post office, the main post office in Chernihiv, was destroyed also. It is also ancient and historical building, very beautiful one.
Your parents remain in the city. What was it like for them overnight, over the past 24 hours, since Russia promised to reduce their military operations?
Really noisy. A lot of shootings and shellings. It was pretty scary for them. Also, one more important thing to say is that my parents and other people in Chernihiv, they live without electricity and water. They live without heat and gas. But for me, I understand that it is really hard for them. And for me, it was also not easy because my kids, and I have two sons, 3 years old and 10 years old, from the very beginning of the war, they were in other place with other people, not relatives, because I sent them on the first day of the war. And I needed to, after 2 weeks, to go to my kids because they needed me also. And that was like, you know, big challenge, what to do, or to live with parents or to go to kids. Awful choice.
And that was Alla Skorich, editor-in-chief of the Chernihiv branch of the Ukraine Public Service Broadcasting, ending that report by Cian McCormack.